I'm James Hudup Boimler, and I'm the Ann Potter Wilson Distinguished Professor of American Religious History at Vanderbilt University Divinity School.
All right. So as we discussed the other day, I'm interested, you know, in whatever you can share with us about, you know, your thoughts on why evangelicals have been so supportive of President Trump's decision to go ahead and move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
Exactly, because you would normally think that evangelicals, being the most Christian of the Christians, in some ways, would not be interested in people of other faiths, except for the fact that the Israel figures prominently in the Bible. And especially since the 19th century, when an interest in both end times prophecy and making charts of predictions about when things happened in the past of religious history and will happen in the future, Israel has figured prominently, especially the return of all of Israel to the physical space of Israel, coincident with the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah, so... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. It is interesting that given that background, and perhaps not surprising, that in 1948, with the establishment of the State of Israel, the one American group that showed the most support for the establishment of Israel were conservative evangelical American Christians. Even American Jews were divided on the issue of Zionism. Should there be a physical state in the world at this point? And in 1967, some American Christians thought that maybe that would be the beginning of the Great Tribulation that would bring the Second Coming. Hasn't worked out that way, but there has been a continued interest, fascination, and support for Israel. And the move of a capital back to Jerusalem is both symbolic and actually interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to go over that one more time, if I can.
Sure.
But the idea is that certain things in this theology that conservative evangelical Christians have, certain things must happen before Christ can return. And a lot of that has to do with the Jews and with this land in Palestine. Do I have that correct?
Right. So in terms of the Christian prophecies of what will happen at the end of time, various Christians will tell the biblical future different ways, drawing on Old Testament scriptures, different ways, because Old Testament prophets also talk about when Israel will be gathered again, and they will gather around the Messiah, say in Zechariah. And Paul, and particularly in Romans 11, talks about he's converting the Gentiles so that he will make his fellow Jews jealous so that they will want to eventually follow Jesus as well. So all of this figures into Christian hopes for the Jewish people and the land of Israel.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm curious, in the wider Christian community, how widely that kind of end times theology is held. Is it something that is unique to the American church, or is it something that, that is more widely held?
So a lot of worldwide Christianity is the result of 19th century American, British, and German proselytization. And therefore, these end times beliefs are all over the world. In say, Great Britain and in Germany and in the United States, they're somewhat less common. And in terms of, say, mainline Christians, it's not common at all, because the understanding of those kinds of the Book of Revelation, for example, is that it was written about Romans, not about Americans and Russians and the Middle East of the 21st century.
Yeah. Okay. Going still wider, how about the Orthodox Christian community, Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox? You know, is this held in kind of that wider Christian community?
So there is a belief in all Christian communities that Christ will come again, and God will bring a fulfillment to history, but it's not so physically located in a time of tribulation or in the Holy Land specifically. So it doesn't have the action movie features of the Book of Revelation.
Yeah, yeah.
In Orthodoxy.
Right, right. With regard...
Christ has been there from the beginning. Christ will be there at the end. He's an anachreter in Orthodoxy, the creator of everything.
Yeah, yeah. But this idea that he would physically return to Jerusalem and reign from there, that particular idea is not as widely held. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct, but it is also true that the Orthodox have a very special place in Jerusalem at the site of the Holy Sepulchre. So that one of their oldest and most holy sites is at the site of Jesus's burial and the site of course, his resurrection.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Territory is important.
Yeah. I also want to ask about timing. It has been my understanding in the past that this doctrine, this particular view of end times, is relatively new in Christian theology. So I wanted to ask you about that as well. When was it that this theology or doctrine of end times, kind of the millennial reign, tribulation, came into prominence?
Yeah, so a American lawyer by the name of Schofield, who was a very bright man, but an autodidact, taught himself when it came to the Bible, set out to make a Bible that would help people understand prophecy in the mid-19th century, became the Schofield Bible, and it set out this sort of chart of how to read all the Bible, not just the New Testament and not just Daniel and Revelation and Mark 13, towards this understanding of what was going to happen in the future and why. And it became together with the Thompson Chain Reference Bible, a very successful way that appealed to people's interests in foretelling the future. So up to that point, the Bible was for Christians about the past and about how they should live their lives on this mortal coil. Then, with this new way of thinking, it became about reading the future in between the 66 books of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, so I think that's probably all the questions that I have. Is there anything else that your expertise suggests that we should discuss about this topic before we start, before we stop?
You know, we talked about Mike Pence going to the Holy Land. I don't know if that's where you want to go with this. I will say one more thing and you decide what to do with it. It has also in the 19th century, it became possible through steam travel for Americans, for Europeans, to go to the Holy Land more easily and to have the experience of walking where Jesus had walked or the apostles had walked. And that has never slowed down. And so that has also created a sense of Christian identification with the land of Israel in the post-1948 time. And not only Israel, but for some other Christians, with Palestinian Christians and others.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right, sir. I think that's all the questions that I have, and I appreciate the time.